Hello, I'm Dr. Don Newberry, the Idle American in Fort Worth. Today, uppers with downers. Don't ever mention falling through cracks in the presence of Reverend Jared Greer unless you delight in seeing eyes roll, hair stand on end, and bodily contortions with rigors just short of mortis. With three appearances on NBC's American Ninja Warrior television show, and a fourth segment set to run at 7 o'clock on June 23, the former youth pastor is not one of the four warriors claiming $1 million each for successful completion of the obstacle course during the show's 17-year run. Yep, he's found many cracks through which to fall, along with 180 to 200 other participants annually. But he has improved each time, endearing himself to producers, and now a tester and consultant for a program that attracts up to 50,000 three-minute video submissions annually. The upside, though, is the discovery of a unique career ministry for presentation of the gospel. At 514 churches, schools, and Christian camps during the past decade, some 200,000 young people have attended. Most importantly, 4,156 have accepted Christ. Son of Reverend and Mrs. Roger Greer, the Louisville native was a three-sport star at Huffman High School near Houston, but he decided to forego intercollegiate sports during his 4 years at East Texas Baptist University. A professed Christian at age 15, Jared began his youth ministry with a part-time church assignment as an ETBU freshman. As sophomores, he and the former Sally Tocard were wed. Now they have sons Micah 14 and Bennett 10. His family leads cheers as he jumps, grabs, balances, reaches, dodges, grimaces, and swings in manners he never dreamed of until his church youth urged him in 2013 to submit a video to the TV show. Since, they have prayed for him as he faces obstacles known for their dips, dives, rolls, shakes, and twists, often changing speeds and sometimes disappearing. Remember, just four of several hundred thousand entries have successfully completed the course. When he was tabbed to compete in 2014, claiming in no way to be fit for it, he worked hard and ate right to lose 30 pounds in 30 days to compete at 145 pounds. Standing 5'9", he keenly remembers his first performance was foiled by a large log that added insult to injury. While half on the mat and half on the log, it swung around, bopping him in the head. He was greatly embarrassed, doubly so a few episodes later, when his pratfall opened the TV show with voice accompaniment. Jared Greer gets on log, but it comes back for a knockout. Former youth minister at First Baptist Church in Grandview, he resigned 6 years ago to enter his Ninja Outreach Ministry full-time. He and Pastor Corey Cornut remain close friends, and another of his main encouragers is Dr. Brad Collins, a fellow churchman and chiropractor who keeps Jared's body aligned for long road trips, obstacle placement, performance, and of course sharing the word. For a couple of years, Jared's dad was alongside. At ages 68 and 69, he helped with driving and setting up obstacles. He also joined Jared in scaling a 14-foot warped wall, juggling all the while. At one church, Jared reached the top, held on with one hand, and fired a basketball at a goal a half court away with the other. And guess what? Nothing but net. It's evident that Jared uses his athletic talents as a means to an end. He knows that few candidates over age 40 are selected for the TV show. In fact, now nearing age 38, he had no intention of competing this season. But Micah, committed to following in his dad's footsteps, prepared and submitted the video. To God be the glory, Jared Beams, referencing Gideon, a biblical figure who God used to make the impossible possible. One day Micah may go warped wall climbing with his dad, and maybe his granddad, now a pastor in Latexo, Texas, may join them. Wouldn't that be a remarkable trio? Remember, God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.